Blog Talk Radio.
To do backup in this song. It's for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Yo, it's for the holidays.
And was by my side.
Hey guys, so that was Slay Rocking by the beautiful Raindrop Lopez. So I'm not going to talk you guys off like I normally do. I want to give a shout out to Miss Kate Bookman, the S Firm, and Miss Kimberly Jesse for being amazing and allowing all of this to happen. And I want to give a big shout out, hugs and love to everyone who's tuned in. And of course, our guest of the evening, Miss Raindrop Lopez, a.k.a. Punky. So without further ado, let's bring her right on so we can get in tune. How you doing tonight?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful now that I finally get a chance to talk to you. So thanks for, you know, joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
So first of all, I just want to say I love, 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 love. And I know you hear this all the time, but I love your outfits. Okay, so are you the one designing them? Are you the one who's picking them out? I mean, like, tell me, please, because I need to get in tune with that so, you know, I can start dressing like you. Seriously, tell me.
Well, it depends. I do design a lot of my own outfits. I recently hooked up with this designer named Linda Bezoidenhout, and she designed a few pieces for me, but about 90% is mine, my design.
Wow, I'm loving it. I'm just like, really? But, you know, like I said, I know you heard this a million times, especially when I caught you in a YouTube little chef thing that we're going to get into that I didn't even have any idea that, and probably a lot of people don't even know that Raindrop cooks or
yes,
organic. So it took me back with the safety pins and the tea because, you know, that was my thing too back. I'm not going to date myself, but yeah, that was my thing too, Raindrop. So I'm feeling it. I'm feeling your style.
Okay.
So let's jump into the cooking part because I'm greedy and I'm kind of hungry right now.
Sure.
So tell me, like, how long have you been cooking?
Wow. Probably since I was a little kid, but I would say cooking the way I cook now as far as, you know, healthy. Probably maybe for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. So do you always, like, you know, teach your friends how to get together and put it all together? Is that something that you enjoy doing on your spare time?
Well, I do enjoy cooking for people. So, like, whenever I have my cooking show, whenever I'm taping, you know, I just invite a lot of people over, and they're just like, you know, as long as I get to eat, I'll come.
How most people are, Raindrop. Most people are good. You hear food, everybody's in the house. Like, who's cooking? I'm there.
Right.
You're not going to come to represent me. You just come because I'm cooking. Okay, I got it. So how tall are you, Raindrop? Because, you know, of course, we all know that you're a little petite thing, but how tall are you?
Well, I guess the question would really be how short am I? I'm 5 feet. And a smidge. I'm not yet 5 and a half, but I'm like almost at 5 and a half.
Oh, okay. So I have you by 1 inch because everybody called me little shorty, and I don't see how that's even possible because 5'5 is like the average height. That's what I was told my whole life anyway.
Yeah, it is.
But the one thing I wanted to stress about her being, you know, a little smidgen away from 5'5 and what she, you know, that everyone knows that you're not to be taking as a joke.
Right, exactly. But you know what? Sometimes I like when people take me as a joke because, you know, I kind of see where their head is without them knowing. So, I mean, it's actually okay with me.
Yes, because you just be waiting to put them in their place, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I love it. I love it. How does it make you feel, you know, to see so many people worldwide showing you and your brother Ronald Lake so much love for the profound, you know, efforts that you guys take to honor your sister Left Eye?
I mean, it's amazing to me. You know, I didn't know how many people, you know, she impacted until, you know, everything happened. So, you know, now when I get, you know, like messages from fans and telling me how she inspired them and what she did for them, you know, I'm always, always surprised and honored, you know, that I can even be a part of continuing what she started.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to tell us a little bit, you know, I know like this is so cliche for you as well, you know, being out there and talking to so many people all the time, but a lot of people don't know how you got started. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I kind of just fell into it. It wasn't anything I wanted to do growing up. I actually thought that I would never be doing music because I did not grow up with rhythm. I had, like, no rhythm. And I couldn't rap worth anything. So, you know, rapping, I was not even thinking about that. I was just playing one time at my friend's studio. He had his, like, a little studio in his basement, and the booth was in his closet. We were literally just playing around, and I was rapping one of Lisa's verses, but I was rapping it my way. And, like, he just recorded it. So he played it back, and I didn't even like it. I was like, it just sounded weird hearing myself, you know, on tape. But everyone else liked it. So it took people, like, saying, like, this, there's something there. Like, this sounds different, but it sounds good at the same time. So I guess enough people convinced me that it sounded good, and I started believing it. So once I started believing it, I started pursuing it, and it's like that. Now I can't even think of not doing it, you know, or doing something else.
Absolutely. So the first lady of hip hop rock. I mean, wow. I mean, I would have never.
No. It's hip rock.
Hip rock. Excuse me, hip rock. And obviously, okay. You have the throne. So how does it feel to be wearing a crown?
Wait, what was the last thing you said?
You have the throne because, of course, this is not a style that you put together. So how does it feel to be wearing this crown because it's all your own?
I mean, it feels good. But, I mean, I'll have to say there's other people in the past that did this. They just didn't label it hip rock. You know, Run-DMC, you know, they did it,
right.
You know, not with all of their music, but with a large portion of their music. Linkin Park, they do a lot of hip rock. It's just not labeled hip rock, but there's not really too many females doing it. And, you know, no one out there put the label hip rock to be an actual, you know, genre of their music. So, you know.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I was going to point out as well. Yes, you know, there are other people out there, like you said, Run-DMC, Linkin Park, a few others. However, there's no women that's out here doing
yeah.
it. So it's definitely going to be looked at in that sense because you would be the first woman doing it.
Right, and that's why I labeled the first lady of hip rock.
Yes, ma'am. So I know you love to play with a live band. Are you currently
yes.
looking for any people to join your crusade and your mission?
I'm actually always looking for musicians because right now I perform with a live band, but I don't have my own, you know, band. I just use musicians that I know or bands that I know that are already put together. But I do plan on having an audition here in California at the start of 2014. So you can go on my website. It's on my website. I'm always looking for, you know, awesome musicians or awesome bands. And you can go on my website, raindropmusic.net. And it's information on there for them to send, like, a link in of them playing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And y'all better get on that because how many opportunities do you have to hear it from the person personally? Like, check it out on the website. So I think that's an awesome opportunity that everyone has. And if you do play any instruments, I would definitely be hitting Raindrop Up and have her people get in contact with you guys. So as far as genre is concerned, which we know that you created your own in a sense as being the first woman, do you see yourself like throwing in any other genres anytime soon or experimenting outside of the norm with any other ones?
Well, I think anything I do, even if it doesn't fit in the genre of hip rock, it's always going to be different. Like I can't do something that's not different because I'm just doing me, and whatever comes out of me, it's always different from the norm.
Absolutely. I hear you. So how do you decide on what tracks should, you know, that makes it out there for us to gain on? How do you decide? Because I know it has to be a tough one. Like, okay, we should use this one or hold this one. So, you know, how do you decide on this?
I mean, I have people approaching me all the time you know, saying I want to send you this track, I want to send you that track, and I allow anyone to send me a track. I don't care if they're a known producer. I don't care if, you know, if they've been out for years. If they send me the track and I like it, I'll use it. You know, there's been tracks by unknown that I liked, and there's been tracks by known that I didn't like. So if it's a hot track, then, you know, I use it.
Mm-hmm. So when I'm referring to, like, the, you know, which ones do you put out as far as, like, your record, or when I say track, I mean in terms of, like, I know you probably write all the time and you're constantly in the studio, so I know that you have Venus out there, you have Explode out there, you have Slay Rocking out there, so how do you choose which one should be brought out to the people to hear?
Oh, I see what you're saying, like, what song?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would say, I mean, unlike a lot of other artists, when I do a song to be a single. I don't do albums.
Mm-hmm.
So each song I do has the potential to be a single, and when I'm done the song, I pretty much know, you know, if that could be a single, which about 90% of my songs are single material, so most of all of my songs will make it out there. So it's just a matter of when I'm going to release them, not if they're going to be released.
That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. So what are some of the, you know, typical things that you do on a daily basis? This was a question that one of your fans wanted me to ask you.
Oh, well, I am working a lot, but when I'm not, like, I love to go to the theater as far as movies, as far as live theater, plays, musicals. I love doing stuff like that. I love traveling and just doing active stuff like bungee jumping, not bungee jumping, but skydiving. I did skydiving, horseback riding.
Wow.
I like stuff like that.
Wow. Wow. You just scared me. My heart just dropped when you said skydiving.
I did end up going by myself because nobody else wanted to go, so a friend drove me and I went.
Wow. Exciting, okay, but in a scary way. But I know you will be fine, though, you know. I don't know. But as far as punky, how did you come up with that? Is it because of your style, your fashion, your music? How did that all come about?
Well, people often call me Punky Brewster because I wear a lot of colors and stuff like that, so I just incorporated that nickname. I use it sometimes. I don't use it all the time, but that is where punky came from.
Right. So I also had another question as far as one that was given to me for you as far as your eating habits and do you exercise a lot because they feel like you're, you know, you're toned up. So the question is, you know, how often do you exercise to maintain?
Well, not often as I should. I should exercise more than I do. I grew up overweight, so I used to exercise like probably about 5 days a week, and I lost a lot of weight, and I got in shape. And I guess for years I was working out so much that eventually, like, you know, I don't work out as much, but at least once or twice a week. But I really want to work out, like, 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So through your music and your expression, because – as everyone knows, it's just a form of how you feel inside, you know, mixed in with some other things sometimes. But instead of, like, inspiration, you say that this is, like, real life experiences for you when you're doing your music.
Yeah, it's real life for me. Mm-hmm. Or if I have an experience that someone close to me has. But most of them, I would say 90% are my experiences, one or two maybe someone else's that I know. Or just in the world,
mm-hmm.
period.
Absolutely. So I know that it's the hustle and the bustle of, you know, the industry and just, you know, putting your feet out there and everyone knowing who your sibling was and things of that nature. How do you maintain being Raindrop, true to self? Because it's hard sometimes I see as people progress or come or have certain family members that were in the limelight, so to speak, or whatever, you know, they just stray off of that, like, humble beginnings and stuff. So how do you manage to maintain in this business?
Well, it's not hard for me at all because I'm stubborn. So when people try to tell me something, it's like if I don't feel that their way is better than mine, then I won't do it. Like, it doesn't even matter. So it's really not hard for me. It's really easy.
Wow. So what's your sign? Because you sound like me. And if you say my sign, then, you know, I'm convinced that I'm doing everything right when I'm stubborn.
It's Capricorn.
Oh, I love Capricorns. No, I'm an Aries, but, you know, we have eye to eye on that one. We have eye to eye on that one, Raindrop, because I can't stand to be told something.
Yeah, so it's not hard at all. I mean, so many people have told me, you know, I can't be a rapper with the name Raindrop. I can't, wear all these colors, I can't do this, I can't do that, but, you know, I never was like, okay, maybe I should change it. I was just like, yeah, right, yes, I can. That's what I always would think. So.
Absolutely. So I have a question. If you were interviewing you, what would you ask yourself, and, you know, how would you answer it?
I would ask myself, wow, you should have said that question, like, days ago. Oh, wow. That's like a thinker. What would I ask myself in an interview for a question? Probably, why didn't Raindrop Lopez, first identified, why didn't you think about doing this music sooner? Maybe that's what it probably
mm-hmm. is. And your response would be Raindrop?
I'll have to answer it. Well, I think I would say, it took me a long time to believe in myself, so when I did, that's when I accepted it and started doing it, so that's why it took me so long, because other people believed in me before I did.
Absolutely. So do you plan on doing any other things in the future as far as, like, acting and or writing, as far as, like, coming out with a book or, you know, just anything, mm-hmm. any things that you have going on so people can get in tune to what you have coming up for 2014 so they can stay in tune
All
with
of the above. All of the above. I got into acting a couple years ago, so I'm still getting my feet wet in that, but I am taking roles, and I'm working on a children's book right now. It's entitled Oops, I Danced My Diaper Off, and that should be out in 2014. It's not my book. I'm one of the characters in the book,
mm-hmm.
and I do the theme song. So that was pretty cool because I always wanted to do voiceovers for characters.
Oh, so we have that to look forward to. I'm excited about that because, believe it or not, world, I still love cartoons. I do.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of this. I'm sorry.
I would like to give a shout out to Jay Nance. She's the one that approached me about the children's book, and it was written by Reggie.
Absolutely. So, is there anything that else you want to leave our listeners with? Because I know you have to go. I'm not going to keep you, but I do want everyone to know where they can stay in tune with you at and where they can look you up for updates.
Well, everyone can stay in tune with me. My one-stop shop is my website, which is raindropmusic.com or raindropmusic.net. Facebook, it's Organic Rain. Twitter, it's Raindrop Lopez. Most everything is Raindrop Lopez. And I would say mostly I check my Facebook more than anything. So if you, you know, log into my Facebook, you know, every so often you'll find updates on events that I'm doing and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And being a woman out here in this industry, which is, you know, no disrespect to the men out there that's tuned in or will listen to this link, but what are some words that you could part with, leaving it, you know, leaving some strong words and a profound message to our females out there that are definitely interested in taking on the music industry or just, you know, breaking out of their shells and believing in themselves to follow their dreams?
Well, I don't really advise people to go into the industry because it's not pretty at all, and most people lose themselves. But
mm-hmm.
if you must, I would just say, remember why you went into it in the first place, because it will get lost along the way. You know, if you're not, like, really strong and really just, if you're not really grounded, you know what I mean? It's easy to get lost or lose yourself. So if you must do it, outside of my advice, because I don't advise it, I advise you to follow your dreams, but you don't always have to be in the industry to do that.
Absolutely.
But in the end, you have to look at yourself mm-hmm. in the mirror and be true to yourself. So that's what matters.
It definitely is that what does matter, getting tongue twisted. Really, really quick, Raindrop. I wanted people to know also that Raindrop has a website that's called raindropmusicshop.com where you guys can get some Raindrop and my Left Eye gear. So tell them really briefly about that and, you know.
Yes, I designed some sweatshirts, T-shirts, phone cases, and some hats. And it is sold on my online store called raindropmusicshop.spreadshirt.com. You can find that on my Facebook, on the Twitter. There's links to that. And pretty much his designs are Left Eye influence, Raindrop influence. There's pictures of Lisa's on shirts, on phone cases, pictures of me. And part of the proceeds from everything goes to the Lisa Lopez Foundation.
Absolutely. And will there be like an annual dedication to Lisa every year since you guys were able to put one together at a concert? Is this going to be like an annual benefit?
Yes, we do plan for it to be annual. So 2013 was our second year, and we do plan on doing it again on 2014.
Absolutely. So, Raindrop, you're amazing. You're beautiful. I love your spirit and your energy. And just continue doing what you do because, you know, I'm proud of you, and I'm just glad that you're out here spreading raindrops all across the world. So, you're welcome. I will follow up with you. And if there's any music that you would like us to keep in rotation, which I'm more than happy to, or anything that we can help you put out there to our listeners, we're more than happy. This is your show. And in my mind, we're family now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good night, Raindrop.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Raindrop Lopez. She's out here doing a darn thing. Again, I want you guys to go on and to support. As you just heard from Raindrop, all the proceeds go back into the foundation, the Lisa Left Eye Foundation. Again, that website, if you missed it, is raindropmusicshop.spread. You can also find out more by following Raindrop on her website at raindropmusic.net. There you can find all of her pictures, her music, anything and everything is here. She even has a fan chat and a fan gram. And it's just amazing. It's a cute little website. Shout out again to the S Firm, to Kay Bookman, and to Miss Kimberly Jesse for bringing us all together for the Intune Show. If you was in tune for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say I love and appreciate every one of you. Tune in next week when we have on Jay Holiday. He'll be coming back for the second time to tell us about his new release. And we'll also have Bobby Valentino telling us about his new release, Peach Moon. Again, guys, thanks for everything. Much love to you all. Thanks again to the beautiful Raindrop. And I will see you guys on the flip side. Until then, babies, have a good night. And most of all, stay in tuned.
Show her love 'cause she do it.